Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have a guest with us today, 4-H Program Manager for Franklin County, Josie Thompson. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you again. You've got a lot going on, I'm expecting. Not only the state fair you've got to get ready for, but today is pretty special.
Yes. Today is Day on the Farm. It started in 1986 with originally 180 third graders. And then by 1990, over 500 third graders were coming to Day on the Farm. So it's pretty special how much it grew in just a couple of years. It began from an FFA teacher in Williamsburg, Lee Wise. This year we have 287 third graders, and our speakers today are CanEquip, 4-H Extension, West Franklin FFA, Ottawa FFA, Dr. Holly Harris, Ottawa Co-op, Ottawa CCLA, and Central Heights FFA. And every third grader in Franklin County will be participating in Day on the Farm today.
I remember going with my son to Day on the Farm and just watching the eyes of all these little kids who had not been exposed to some of this stuff, not just the sheer size and the variety of the animals, but some of the machinery and everything. What are some of your favorite parts or reactions for Day on the Farm?
This will actually be my first year ever participating at Day on the Farm. I've never been.
You're going to love
so
this.
So much about it, but yeah, it'll be so exciting.
Yeah, you're going to love this. It's really neat. The kids ask a bunch of great questions. The presenters are always a lot of fun and full of some really good information. It's just a really great day.
Yeah, it sounds like I've never really heard of anything like this before. So when I really started doing my research on what I was preparing myself for, I was just amazed by how long it's been going on and how many people in Franklin County and other counties even back then would come and participate, because it was like a big deal and it still is in this county.
Yeah, it's gone from tradition to straight up iconic feature, I think.
Yeah.
And speaking of iconic features, you've got another one to talk about.
Yes, the State Fair is beginning this week. It is a crazy time. So busy, but in the Frontier District, among the three counties, we have 45 youth that are participating at the 2023 State Fair. This Thursday and Friday, all the static projects will begin judging, and that includes your food, photography, clothing, entomology, our electricity projects, and many, many more projects. Friday is also our livestock showmanship show. Saturday is the market shows for all species, and Sunday is the breeding show. Saturday and Sunday will be all of the project talks and presentations given by 4-H'ers. So if you're at the State Fair, make sure to stop by, and maybe you'll recognize a few 4-H'ers that are giving speeches. Also, don't forget, if you head out to the State Fair in the next 2 weeks, to check out the butter sculpture, the birthing center, the FFA exhibits, and many, many more things. You just cannot miss.
I know you're going to be supporting a lot of the 4-H'ers that are going out there. Are you also going to be out at the State Fair yourself for a few days?
Yeah, we will be taking all of the projects out tomorrow, actually, and then we will pick them up in 2 weeks. But I actually will be personally going to the State Fair this Sunday, and so I'm really excited. Me and my family have gone every year since I was a baby, so it's to go to the State Fair.
Definitely a tradition. And make sure you have a funnel cake for me.
Oh, yes.
And I really want to know what the butter sculpture is. I know it's always a big...
I haven't heard anything this year, but it's
a closely guarded secret.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what that is. So let me know what that ends up being. And once State Fair is done, you still don't get to calm down and relax or anything, because the sign-ups for 4-H are coming on. What else have you got coming up next?
Yeah, in October will be the beginning of our new year. So if anybody is looking to join 4-H, this is your time to really start calling into the office, and we can help you find the perfect 4-H club that is for you. And if you are a 4-H member this year, don't forget to re-enroll by December 1st to re-enroll into the 4-H year. Everything will start to slow down here in September, but just get all back up and going in October. So it's a fun all year round type of thing. It's never really a slow moment, but still in the fall and the winter, you kind of get to take a deep breath before spring rolls around and everything starts up again.
Everything starts up again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else for us today?
No, just make sure that you're staying hydrated and that hopefully we get some rain here in a little bit, but just going and on track for school, and don't forget to call the office if you have any questions.
Sounds like a winner on all counts. Well, thank you for joining us today, Josie. Always fun to talk to you.
Oh, for sure.
And we look forward to catching up with you again. Enjoy your very first day on the farm. I think you really will. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.